48. Operation. Howard, September 2193, Vulcan. I texted Stefan for the third time in the last hour. I couldn't call him anymore as he'd blocked voice calls from me after my last attempt. His reply came back within a minute.
Still in surgery. Calm down. Aren't you supposed to be a computer?
Okay, that stung. Well, not really, but point taken. I took a deep breath and attempted to relax. Bridget's surgery was already running overtime. There was no scenario in which that was a good thing. I tried distracting myself with a few of the many projects I had on the go, but I couldn't maintain concentration. In desperation, I checked in on Bill. Guppy indicated that he was running Bullwinkle, so wouldn't be responding except in an emergency. I doubted that me freaking out really qualified, so I didn't bother leaving a message. I had a quick peek at his terraforming blog, but there was nothing new. I was seriously considering just frame-jacking down when Stefan called me.
Aye, Howard. You can stop with the worrying now. She's out of surgery, and the doctors say it looks positive. The tumor was a little more spread than they expected, so it took longer to excise, but all good.
I thanked Stefan, traded some meaningless comments, then hung up. I sat back, took several deep breaths until I thought that I had it under control. And without so much as a by the way, I leaned forward and started to sob. Just friends. There had been a lot of improvements in medicine since the days of original Bob, but some things hadn't changed all that much. Cancer could be nipped in the bud if caught early, but there was no vaccination yet, and the knife was still often the only effective treatment. This was unacceptable. What the hell had they been doing for 100 years? I resolved to look into it when I had a chance. Meanwhile, Stefan sat at her bedside. He dialed me in through the room phone. While I waited, I sent a quick email to Bill to hurry the hell up with the androids. I knew it wouldn't help, but it was action of a sort. Stefan and I traded an occasional desultory comment, but neither of us was in the mood for more. Finally, he turned to me.
I'm going to stretch and refuel. Some of us still have to eat. I'll tell them not to come in and hang up the phone on you.
With a nod, he got up, leaving me to watch over Bridget. If you've ever watched someone come out of anesthesia, it's not like waking up. That can be sexy under the right circumstances. Bridget looked more like a drowned rat that had just been given CPR. I made a note to myself to keep that observation private. She finally opened one eye, looked around, and spotted me peering at her from the phone. She squinted, grimaced at me, and said,
"Jeez. What do I need to do to get a day off?"
I laughed. Then I had to override the video image to keep from embarrassing myself.
My image froze for a couple of milliseconds, not nearly long enough for her to notice.
When I'd recovered control, I grinned at her. "Not to worry. Sales are good. This year you can take Christmas off and even use up some extra coal." I was considering what I would say next when Stefan walked back in, coffee in hand. Bridget's face lit up, and Stefan smiled when he saw she was awake. He exclaimed,
"Maminette!"
and pulled up a chair as close to the bed as he could manage. He took her hand, and I ceased to exist for any practical purpose. How did I miss this? We made small talk. I don't remember it. I'm sure I could play back my logs, but why? I made my excuses as soon as I could without appearing to be acting odd, then retreated to my VR. Right. Well, what did I expect? Bridget was a human. An ephemeral. Her plans would include a home, a family, a place in society. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that I'd been very carefully avoiding thinking about certain issues. And one of the issues that had just come into focus was that I was an outsider. I saw the world through video calls and chat windows and drone cameras. I really shouldn't have been surprised that something could develop right under my nose. I materialized a bucket and kicked it as hard as I could. Strangely, it helped.